You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 10 years since the beginning of the Australian Labor Party's leadership war, which saw Julia Gillard sworn in as Australia's 27th and first female Prime Minister. Now the Labor Party's fourth leader in a decade has pledged to end the climate war with the coalition. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is urging the government to place greater focus on climate change and science. Mr. Albanese refers to the importance of science and listening to experts in helping Australia respond and navigate through the coronavirus pandemic. He says this attitude can help Australia improve policy for a greener and a stronger economic future.
A pandemic has snapped us back to reality. COVID-19 has reunited us with our respect for science. And with that has come an understanding that science is what can take us from lockdown to unlocking our potential. And as we get better at converting that hunger for knowledge into dollars, science will be at the core of our future economic growth, our new industries, and the jobs they will create.
The opposition's offer is to begin negotiations towards a new bipartisan energy policy. Mr. Albanese acknowledges there are politicians who don't believe in the science of climate change, but he says science is not an act of faith.
There's no shortage of politicians who tell us they don't believe in the science of climate change. But science is not an act of faith. Climate change is no more a matter of belief than the coronavirus is. It's about heeding the evidence, and it's overwhelming. We cannot allow opinion to trump truth.
The federal government has since dismissed the offer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's hard to know how serious Mr. Albanese is about the issue.
Our policies has always been to focus on technology, not taxation. The Labor Party's track record has been for higher taxes to reduce emissions. This reminds me about that Groucho Marx saying, if you don't like these principles, well, hang on, I've got some others. So there's a lot of Groucho about Albo.
Back in May, the government released an energy technology roadmap outlining various fuel sources that could be used to meet Australia's emissions reduction obligations. It also emphasised the important role of gas and new hydrogen technologies to support solar and wind power generation. In a formal letter written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the opposition backed the technology roadmap, but calls for a more flexible and enduring energy policy that can be easily adjusted to match a government's emission ambition.
It is beyond time that Australia had an energy policy in the national interest. That's why I've written to the Prime Minister and suggested we meet and agree on an energy investment framework that will deliver the modernisation of our energy system. Like industry and the experts, Labor is open-minded about the specific investment framework to be adopted. We can work with a national energy guarantee, a clean energy target, an emissions intensity scheme, or other models which deliver the essential component of providing that investment certainty. It must be flexible and it must be enduring. It should be possible to agree on a policy framework that can deliver confidence to investors, even though there is disagreement over Labor's net zero emissions by 2050 target.
As well as a mechanism that is scalable, Labor supports carbon capture and storage, but not Kyoto credits. Kyoto credits are a carbon accounting measure by which nations count historical emission reductions that exceeded previous international goals towards its current targets. Labor is also not backing an emissions reduction fund, domestic nuclear power, or a carbon tax.
That was about renewables. Renewables today are looking for a different framework. So if you ask, are we going back to the old system, the answer to that is no.
Meanwhile, Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor has criticised the opposition for failing to back down from a price on carbon and failing to detail its commitment to zero emissions by 2050.
They didn't explain what their targets were, and they didn't explain how they're going to achieve those targets.
Shadow Agriculture and Resources Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says the opposition leader's message offers an olive branch in a policy area that needs immediate national focus and bipartisan support.
Well, it's also a message that for the last 7 years we've achieved none of those things. We haven't had lower electricity prices, we haven't had lower carbon output, and we haven't created more jobs in the energy sector because we've had this investment strike driven by investment uncertainty, or in other words, the lack of an energy policy. So what Anthony Albanese is rightly saying is, look, let's go down this path together. Let's create an energy framework. Let's restore investor certainty. Let's get electricity prices lower, carbon emissions lower, and, of course, let's create more jobs, both in the fossil fuel sector but also in the renewable sector.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.